Blog Talk Radio.
I wonder if we're on this one. God, I hope so.
Hey guys, it's Wednesday night, May 8th, 2013. It's the Larger and Lawrenson Sports Show. If you're listening to us live, you're probably on blogtalkradio.com. To those of you listening to the podcast, thank you so much for tuning in on Stitcher Radio and on iTunes. We do appreciate it. We're coming at you live from the Lakeview neighborhood right here in Chicago, Illinois. On Twitter, you can find us at Larger and Lawrenson. Search for us on Facebook, The Larger and Lawrenson Sports Show. But I'm going to hand it over to a man who goes by the handle of Larger Than Life on Twitter and Instagram as well. The one and only, my partner, the man, the myth, the legend, Alfred Ferdinand Larcher III.
Thank you, Clark Lawrenson. The feel-good frenzy that has been the Bulls is coming to a halting stop, and reality has returned, ending the Disney-like theme. Heart can only handle so much heat before the heart stops pumping.
I like the Disney thing.
Yeah, I know you like the Disney story, but the fact is,
it can come back.
No, it's not going to happen. The heart starts pumping so fast the body can't take it anymore. Pain cripples the chest, and the realization of death fogs the mind until, just like two Bulls players tonight, the heart is rejected and life ceases to exist anymore.
All right.
But damn, Derrick Rose looks good in that suit, doesn't he?
Oh, come on, Al Larcher.
I'm Al Larcher. He's Clark Lawrenson. We are Larcher and Lawrenson. Join us now in the chat room where the magic is always happening. As a matter of fact, we're brewing up something special in there tonight.
You know we are.
Yes, sir.
And now you could call us on our very own toll-free hotline at 1-888-787-4827, where the subject is conventional wisdom and authority. And we will take your calls regardless of what they're about. If you want to talk about, listen, if it's sports related, and if your sport is like me, going to the casino every night and playing the slots, well then, by God, let's talk about it.
You said you're doing an all right job with that.
I know, you're probably sick of hearing it.
I hear about it quite a bit.
Every day you get
daily
a casino
updates. Daily updates. Up 150 in 20 minutes, down 150 in 20 seconds.
Well, here's what happened. I brought $500 to the casino, and I won like $100 and I walked away. And then I put $200 in savings and I walked in there with $400 and I won like $60. Then I lost the $400. Like I dropped it. Couldn't find it. So the money was lost. So it technically was never there.
Uh-huh.
Because it was lost.
Right, fair.
But then I found it in the car.
Uh-huh.
So then I brought it back to the casino. And I won like another $100. And then I went last night and I won $150. I've doubled the money in a week.
Well, I'm really proud of you. I mean, it sounds flawless.
I have my skills on those slot machines.
I don't see how it could go
Believe
wrong.
Believe me, I should write a book on strategy. Slot strategy.
Yeah, you got it. Slot strategy.
Larger than life slot strategy.
And from what I understand from the other night, because we mentioned the original Hangover movie, and you said nothing good. You said,
I will never respect the Hangover franchise again in my life.
And the reason being?
I lost a lot of money on the Hangover slot machine.
Makes a lot of sense.
Which I won back on the Playboy slot machine.
Oh, congratulations.
I love the Playboy slot machine.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what's happening in this Bulls game here tonight.
What?
I want to know what went down. Why did no one get tossed? Why did Taj get tossed? I'm catching wind that Taj is probably definitely going to be fine for whatever happened. You and I both know that
he swore and
we had rehearsal. We couldn't watch the game, so we're here now. We're on the show, and I want to know what happened.
I was enjoying some succulent half slab. Oh, beautiful. I was enjoying a succulent half slab at Trader Todd's, watching a little bit of the game there, and I noticed Taj was yelling at an official. He was very upset.
Okay.
Maybe the caller knows what's going on.
Okay, let's go to the caller.
Jump right in.
They might be wanting to talk about this, but caller from the 312. Hey, caller, how you doing?
Gentlemen, love you. Love your show. How are you?
Doing just fine.
I'm feeling loved, sir. Thank you.
Good for you. So, yeah, the Bulls clearly did not foul enough in this game. There were no hard fouls. There's just no passion. No fire and passion from the Bulls.
They weren't even fouling hard. See, my concern was maybe the officiating would turn a little bit this time and they would actually call some of the harder fouls a little bit differently. But they just weren't doing it this time?
Oh, no. Clearly the 48 fouls were not enough. There should have been more. In fact,
wow.
I think the Bulls
they
should have just...
for 48 fouls?
Yeah.
Well, there's 48 total. Well, from what I saw, the last total is 48 total fouls, two technical fouls, and two ejections.
I saw that screen come up earlier. Yeah, that is amazing. It's anarchy out there. It's chaos. What exactly is happening? You give us a live report of what's going on, as we weren't able to be.
I love how you're covering
the scene of the crime there. What's going on?
The Bulls are getting their ass kicked.
Do you have a score update at this current moment here?
I do not. No, my wife just turned on American Idol, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I gave up.
I've been there.
The Bulls went fun bad for a little bit.
That was about 85-51, somewhere around there. It was rough.
Last time I looked, we were down by 50. And I think the Bulls should have done this strategy when a football team is getting blown out and just start hurting the other team.
Ooh.
Just seeing how many injuries you can get. I mean, even if you have to fly into the bench and take out LeBron or Dwayne, you know, just give it a go.
The real question everybody wants to know, and I know I'm constantly getting tweeted, I'm constantly getting texts, I'm constantly getting emails, I'm constantly getting all kinds of transmissions from all the alcoholics out there tonight.
Uh-huh.
They want.
I'm a Clark Bar fan myself, but that's okay.
Sure. Well, it happens. You're a little nuts. I understand those.
Get out of here, Marge.
How does Derrick Rose look tonight?
He looks very, very good in his suit sitting on the sidelines. And I hear this rumor that he's going to be playing game three, which I don't believe.
I saw a little bit of that hype today, and today is the first day that I've actually bitten into the Rose hype. It'd be a great thing to see, man.
It's not going to happen.
I mean, this is the same thing. It's like, oh, when he gets to the playoffs, he's going to play. No. Oh, when they get to the Heat, first game he's going to come back. Did you guys see, there's a great picture of a bronze statue of Derrick Rose sitting on a bench in front of the United Center.
That's
pretty epic.
I've tried to keep this one down. I didn't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it. I still trust in Derrick's integrity and whatnot. I know a lot of people have pretty much thrown that out the window at this point.
His integrity, he cheated on the SATs.
But
what integrity does this guy have?
Hey. I trust that he wants to play some basketball.
No,
how about
it's,
that?
No.
He does
if he
want
wants
to, play,
to
basketball.
Play basketball, he would be playing basketball right now. There's no reason
Al
he Archer, shouldn't be
you,
playing
you have
basketball.
Knee injuries yourself that have kept you from doing things, and you're not even a professional athlete.
But if
friend,
they book me at a wrestling
even,
show,
yeah.
if they get larger than
yeah.
life back in the ring, God knows, you, come high or hell water, there's a cartwheel that's going to happen.
Your wrestling game doesn't depend on your knees. His game depends on it. He's
how do you
cutting,
know what
he's
my
turning,
wrestling
he's going
game
back
is.
And forth. I know
that he's not coming back until he can dunk on stride, and God damn it, he can't do it yet. So you take more time, Al.
I heard he's not going to come back until him and Jesus together hold hands and walk on water.
Oh, Lord.
And until that day, we're not going to see Derrick Rose. It's sad. The man has been cleared by doctors. He has been told the next step of the healing process is to play basketball. He's not going to get better until he's in a Bulls uniform on the court, pounding the hardwood like he's supposed to be doing what he's told to be doing. And don't tell me I have no business saying it as a fan, because I do have a right to say it, and I am saying it because it's BS.
Gentlemen,
and I hate to sound like the typical Chicagoan, but what would Michael Jordan do? You couldn't get that guy off the floor.
This guy, Michael Jordan, before big games, what he used to do is he used to go to the hospital and he would go to the sick ward and he would find the people with influenza. He would find them with Ebola. He would find them with flesh-eating bacterias, and he would rub his bald head all over their bodies.
This is exactly why I haven't wanted to talk about Derrick Rose. I knew that it would get to this. I knew it would get to that point. What I want to talk about is those guys that are out there playing, the guys that won Game 7 in Brooklyn, the guys that came into Game 1 of the Heat. I know tonight did not go as well, but those guys are playing way shorthanded.
But how can you have
playing
a conversation?
Way shorthanded. This team is they're fun to watch, Al.
I know they are. And
they're
Thibodeau
fun
is
to
an
watch
amazing
fight.
Coach. But here's the question. How can you have that, a team that's about heart, and about discipline and about dedication. You got guys playing without limbs. You got right. people who lost their head.
I know I've been backing
people
up.
People puking on the bench.
I've been backing up Derrick Rose here a bit.
Final taps.
The bottom line is the best player in practice should be playing in the game. There is no reason that if you're able to be the best player in practice, which I've heard that's been reported multiple times.
I've heard that too.
That's what they're saying. You should be playing in the game. But
how about this?
Nate Robinson's been playing really well in these playoffs. Is that because he's been playing at full speed against one of the best guards in the league in practice? He gets full time to play against this guy.
Really? That's what you're trying? You're that is a positive you're trying to sell me, Mr. Lawrenson?
Hey, I'm just telling you, I think there might be something to that, a little bit.
888-787-4827 if you'd like to join the shenanigans, the fun, the madness that is tonight, the just the craziness.
We got ourselves a toll-free number, Al.
We do. How cool is that?
It's very
cool. So I have a question for you guys.
Okay.
Who is now, so since Derrick Rose has done what he's done, first question for first part, is Derrick Rose still the face of the Bulls, like the face of the franchise?
Yes.
And
yes.
If not, you say yes. I would disagree. I think Tom Thibodeau, or Tibbs, is the face of the Bulls. Because this
that was my second choice.
He's the face of the Bulls right now. Sure. But
I would even say even if Derrick Rose comes back, because this guy has made
that he steps back on the court. He is the face. He is the one that the cameras are focused on. They will not be as focused on Tibbs right as they are right now.
Thibodeau's coaching is equivalent to Michael Jordan's playing. It is something special. It is something above and beyond the normal. And until Derrick Rose can win a championship, I agree with you. Thibodeau, it's a Thibodeau team.
Thibodeau was working for Jerry Angelo, we would have an all-star offensive line.
Wow.
That's right.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I don't take anything away from Thibodeau. How can you? Can you believe that he finished eighth in Coach of the Year voting today?
That's BS.
Yeah. Did he
win it last year?
No, he didn't win it last year. Who won it this year? Carl won?
George Carlin won. I heard that this morning.
George Carl. Good, good, Al. You're still doing well with names. That's good. But no,
but he won the year before, I believe. That.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. No kidding. Well, hey, caller, thank you for the call.
How come my
right, guys
aren't playing?
Keep it up.
All right, have a good one. I don't see the calls. I don't.
You can't see anything?
I'm not on air.
Are you on the air?
Yeah, I'm on air.
All right, I'm going to try refreshing. Is that going to screw everything up?
No, you go ahead and try refreshing. I don't see you in there. I see a guest. Is that you?
No, I don't know what's happening.
I don't know if you're logged in, Larcher.
I don't think I am.
And it's taken me a while to get to this. Jeez. Hang on. All right, caller, thanks for the call.
Doors closing.
Was that too delayed?
No, it was perfect.
Great.
No, you were just like the CTA, right on time with that. Well, it's nice getting a call early here, and you could call, too, 888-787-4827. Do you know what today is?
What's today, Al Archer?
What are you babbling about?
Back. Okay.
Oh, good. Thank goodness.
Today is the 55th birthday. Do you know who the historic birthday is today?
I do not. I don't.
Former Bears head coach?
Mike Ditka.
No.
Dick Geron.
No.
Lovie Smith.
Yes!
Wow.
Today's Lovey's birthday, so a big happy birthday to my buddy Lovey.
I hope he's enjoying some fishing.
Yeah, maybe he's
backyard barbecue with the family.
Doing a little Texas, some good old, yes, we're going to do some barbecuing.
But I bet you he can barbecue. I
no,
guarantee
he
it. No, Lovey, barbecue.
No.
Hashtag barbecue head coaches tonight. That's the hashtag.
Okay, fine. But
and do it in podcast form. We can still read those tweets later on this week.
Yeah, well, that Lovey Smith at a barbecue would be absolute torture.
Why?
He's boring.
No.
Yeah, but you want him to be the guy cooking. Like, he's over there. He's the mastermind cooking. He doesn't have to talk to people.
Yeah,
That's his out. His out is to go over there and cook. He's doing all the barbecue. He's doing the cooking. He only has to talk to the guy who's coming over and like handing him plates of hot dogs to cook or plates of burgers to put on.
It's just like, you want
like that.
You want a hamburger or a hot dog?
Exactly.
Yeah, no, yeah. I don't know about that.
He's my guy.
Well, you can have a barbecue with him. I'll have a barbecue with Mike. I'll have a barbecue with Dave Wannstedt.
Yeah, there you go.
We've had this conversation.
We are at Larcher Lawrence on Twitter. Hit us up. Does that sound all right?
Sure.
Hey, Al.
Holy cow.
What are you doing this Saturday night around 10 o'clock?
Saturday night, let's see here.
We had a minor change. The Larcher and Lawrence and Sports Show is brought to you by Comedy Accident at the Underground.
Yeah.
Saturday, May 11th at 10 p.m. That's right, special time, 10 p.m. Saturday, May 11th, Comedy Accident at the Underground Lounge, 952 West Newport Avenue, one block south of historic Wrigley Field. Again, it's just $5, Comedy Accident at the Underground Lounge, Saturday, May 11th. That's this Saturday. It's just $5. 10 p.m., it is directed by this man, the man sitting next to me, my partner, Al.
You know, the best answer I give you, it's a fluid process.
Oh, mm-hmm. It's good. Final rehearsal tonight before the show. That's why we didn't get to watch any of that Bulls debacle.
So what am I doing Friday night at 10?
Did I say Friday?
Or Saturday.
Saturday
no, you asked me what I was doing on Saturday.
You're coming to
start
the show.
Promotion.
We're doing the Comedy Action at the Underground show.
Okay.
The first show.
My eyebrows went up.
We had that month absence, that first month back. Ugh. Just play as many of these as you can.
Could I? Could I just spend the show doing that? No, we had a great. As a director, this is my scouting report of you, Clark Lawrenson.
What's that?
Fact that we really feel comfortable with him in three positions.
I like in three positions.
Much appreciated, sir.
Yeah.
Much appreciated.
Anytime. It is going to be one of the more...
Yeah.
It's going to be one of the more exciting shows. It's quite possibly... I think you guys, as talent, have assembled what could be an epic show. One that, like, when you go back in the history books of time, it might be in there. Yeah.
Yep. Now, were you saying that, or was that the thing, the player?
Huh? Yeah. I don't know.
I can neither confirm nor deny if we're doing better than last week at this time in the show.
Oh, last week's show was, my God, it was the fuzzy nipples of shows.
Yeah. So good that we grabbed her right off the air.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Blackhawks did a good thing last night. 3-0 shutout of the Minnesota Wild.
Wild?
Putting them up 3-1. Oh, it was a good game.
Things
really
good
game. Sharp, two goals. His second goal was pretty sweet. They had just had to, they traded out goalies, and they grabbed this young guy, 21-year-old kid, who's 6'5". First shot he saw was scored on, and it was just an easy shot.
Our eyebrows went up.
We went up 2-0 with that. Scored another goal later on, 3-0. Sitting in a prime position to really come back home and maybe knock the Wild out.
Well, we will knock the Wild out.
Is that how you feel about it?
Oh, I know it. It's just one of those things that are given, just like the Bulls don't have a chance against the Heat.
And what I've been seeing is, you know, Crawford's been playing really well. There was a goalie controversy going in.
Right.
Going into this whole ordeal. And the way that I see it now, from what I understand, Emery is actually pretty close. He's pretty close to being ready, which is good because you do want to have him there and ready, but it's Crawford. I mean, you go with the hot hand.
Corey Crawford.
If something goes wrong in a game where they drop three goals on him, four goals, they might have to pull him out. Or if, God forbid, he gets injured.
Yeah.
You know, something like that. From what I understand, Emery is ready to come back, and, you know, who knows? Will the time off help him a bit, or will he be a little rusty when he comes back?
Time will tell.
The Vancouver Canucks have been knocked out. San Jose has won.
Well,
they are
fucking 16.
So if Detroit loses in the seventh seed, we will be playing San Jose. If Detroit wins and moves on, we'll be playing Detroit.
But there's no chance.
They reseed them afterwards. There's no chance of what?
Oh, no, there is a chance.
And I am looking ahead. I am looking a bit ahead here, but...
You should never look ahead. Because it's dangerous. Says the guy who goes to the slot machine as a financial investment.
Jesus, you're doing well, though.
I got a nice 100% return on my profit.
Do you keep books on this?
What do you mean, keep books?
Do you have it written down, like how much you make each day and how much you lose each day?
Yeah.
I think that'd be a good idea.
I haven't lost yet, though.
Okay, well, you don't write it down, though. You just have it in your head.
Well, right.
I think you should write it down. I think looking at the numbers can keep you in better control.
Okay.
Everybody's got a price.
The price, sometimes, you might lose your whole bankroll. You never know. You might walk up to a machine that you really enjoy. What if it's like an Adams Family machine? You know you want to play
that
one.
But here's the beauty of my play, Clark. Here is what's going on. I live 10 minutes away from the Rivers Casino. And listen, if anybody out there ever wants to grab a dog at Gin and Jude's and head on over Gene and Jude's.
They still underwater out there?
Yeah, I think there's a little flooding going on.
Yeah, there was.
But as soon as they're back, even with the band.
Are they closed?
They were closed.
Did that close them down?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't even know.
Yeah,
it was
Gene
that
and
bad.
Jude's, great hot dogs. If you've got a great Chicago hot dog place, give us a call, 888-787-4827.
Yes, sir.
But, if you ever want to grab a dog and then head on over to the casino and play with some one-armed bandits with me, I'm down. But here's what I do, Clark. I leave. I will go there for 15 minutes and leave with a little win.
Well, because then you can even stop and pick yourself up a present on the way home, and that's still satisfying as well.
Exactly.
And you're still ahead.
If I go there and I play for 15 minutes and I win $30, why not leave?
Yeah.
Go to the buffet there, eat a little salmon, because, I got the lap band. I'll eat a little salmon and some grape, some cranberry juice, and head home.
I'm with you. That sounds good to me, sir.
Hit the old therapy box.
That
and,
sounds good to me, yeah.
Go to bed
your
early.
Your therapy box will help a lot. Hey, I don't have my whiskey tonight, but I do have this cider. It is gluten-free. Cider is gluten-free.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad.
The pussification of America is all about this gluten diet. The Derrick Rose of America. That's what I should call it. The
all
Derrick
right.
Rosing of America.
Hey, I feel
spread
better.
Spread the garden, baby. We are soft individuals now. You drink your gluten-free booze. I'll drink my hard-ass whiskey and expect my players to play when the game's on the line.
All right. Fair enough. Fair enough.
Our eyebrows went up.
That one might be getting overplayed tonight.
No, that one can never.
Our eyebrows went up.
If Phil Emery said our eyebrows went up, can you just imagine him in the draft room and he's sitting there and all of a sudden your picture pops up on the screen and those eyebrows pop up?
Our eyebrows went up.
Uh-huh. Hey, this just in. The Bulls set a franchise record.
Worst loss?
Franchise playoff record for largest margin of defeat.
Wow.
37 points. That's according to the Bleacher Report.
It felt
holy cow!
It felt so good when they won that first game.
It
was like magic was going on, and I hate to keep harping on it, but as soon as it happened, everyone was ecstatic. Everyone felt good about it, and then everyone started going, "Where's Derrick Rose?"
Oh, you're right.
And then we go to this game, and then they just get beaten down. And it's not because they're poorly coached, because they aren't. They've got one of the best coaches out there, if not the best. And you got a team that's just beaten down. It's down. It's hurting. It's physically – it is the Rocky story. And we won round one, but, round two, not good. Not good at all. It's gonna take some Rocky music for this team to come back and pull this thing through. I don't believe it's going to happen.
You think the Rocky music can pull them through?
Clark, I think if you stood outside of the United Center for Game 3, blasting the theme to Rocky, not Eye of the Tiger, but the other one.
Yeah. The other one.
The other one.
The Rocky theme song.
Yeah. You are going
to Fly Now by Bill Conti.
Right. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
What, didn't he used to play safety for the Bears?
No.
Does he still play safety for the Bears?
No, that's not Bill Conti. What was that?
Oh, is that Chris Conti?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, okay. Just want to make clear.
There you go. Hey, guess 11695. Thanks for joining the room tonight.
What are you babbling about?
Talk about. Give us a call. Call us. We want to talk about. Al and I weren't able to watch that Bulls game tonight. We weren't able to watch it. So give us a call. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you think.
Tell us how bad it was. Yeah. Be honest. Don't be afraid to hurt feelings tonight. Tonight's the kind of night. It's May. People are pissed off because they're ready for summer.
Hey, chat at us about it if you want to as well. We'll be happy to chat with you in the chat room. Did you get back in there, Al?
Where magic happened.
Did you jump back in there?
No,
yet?
I'm launching right now.
Well, maybe you should.
Chat
maybe,
as co-host.
Maybe you should.
Why am I the co-host? Shouldn't I be the host?
Huh? Yeah, I'm already logged in though.
So you're the host. I'm the co-host.
Yeah. Hey, what do you think of this, Susanna Collins?
What's that?
Susanna Collins, the Comcast SportsNet reporter.
Oh,
who,
what a load
game
of crap.
Game one, a tremendous amount of sex.
Yeah.
And then she ends up losing her job.
You don't have that clip.
What?
No, I don't have that clip. Did you want it?
Yeah, well, it would have. No, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
I,
no.
Yeah.
Radio.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah, no.
Here, I can
improvise
it. Uh-huh. They had a tremendous amount of sex, a tremendous amount of success. That's what she sounded like.
She sounded a little gruff.
Well, here's my point, Al.
Because she sounds sexier, because she's a sexy woman.
No, she really did a great job. I don't think she should have lost her job for that.
Especially when you got a team where there's people on there with not the greatest character.
Well, here's the way I understand it went down. The Blackhawks came down on it because after it happened, it wasn't so much that slip, but people had found old videos that she had done for something called the Sports Nuts, and it was very racy. Her and this other gal would read excerpts from Daryl Dawkins' book, sexually explicit book, and they read that during a few of their bits.
Yikes.
Basically, what it comes down to was that it was a comedy sports show that they were doing that was a little bit racy.
Yeah.
And so now the Blackhawks are saying,
The Blackhawks?
Well,
you know what happens? The people get drunk, stockbrokers
right,
get drunk,
right,
and they go there and they watch people knock their teeth out.
Right.
They fight on the ice.
Well, and they have the ice girls out there doing, they go out there and clean up the ice and everything on the thing. So it's kind of contradictory.
Yeah.
Contradictory.
Thank you, Mr. Bush.
Here's my point, is that the Blackhawks weren't involved in the hiring of Susanna Collins. Comcast Sportsnet, they were, and they knew of her past in this.
Right.
The Blackhawks have 20% stake, so they were able to make the call and say, hey, we got to let her go. Maybe if they can be a part of the firing process, they should also be a part of the hiring process as well.
Yeah, well,
then maybe they wouldn't have had her in the first
place. It's embarrassing.
She said full disclosure.
It's embarrassing for the Blackhawks to exercise their power like this and get somebody fired.
I agree.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, slip-ups happen.
Yeah.
They just happen. And she didn't even, like, curse?
No.
Or anything? Yeah. She had made light of it. I think the last tweet that she had out was making light of her tremendous slip-up.
Right. Yeah, it's garbage.
And they've been smoking something.
If you have a thought on that, give us a call at 888-787-4827. 888-787-4827.
So, it's been... I don't know if you've been keeping up with tennis, professional tennis.
I have not.
But there's a guy, Theo Lemon...
Theo Lemon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Theo Lemon. And he is taking the tennis world by storm.
How is he doing this?
They call him the machine. Because you know those machines you turn on, you drop the balls in and they
pitch? Does he beat tennis machines? That's what goes down?
No, his serve is so dominant that it's like a rocket ship is being launched as soon as the ball hits the racket.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad you found out you realized it was called a ball. Not a current affair.
So I you know what? You really need to check this out, Clark, because he wears a fanny pack when he plays.
Yeah. What's his name? Do you know?
Theo Lemon.
Are you sending me on a wild search and it's going to pop something else up, like, completely?
No.
It's going to be like a
no
thing full of flowers. I don't know. A page full of flowers.
We're hunting...
Theo Lemon is the former head football coach at Savannah State University.
Uh-huh.
That's not him.
And what about his tennis skills? What is it when snipes? You ever go hunting for snipes?
Come on, Larger.
Theo Lemon doesn't exist, Clark. I'm sorry. I made you Google that.
No, that was a great story. That's a real fun bit. Make Clark Google something. It's my favorite bit that we've ever done on the Larger Network.
I'm actually enjoying it. I really... See, you have two great basketball...
Clark and Division.
Our eyebrows went up.
Clark and Division.
Our eyebrows went up.
By the powers vested in me, by the Federal Communications Commission, I command you to get on the microphone in a serious manner and continue...
Clark and Division.
You know, the best answer I give you, it's a fluid process.
All right, enough of the damn sound effect war.
I was winning.
No.
I won the sound
people,
effect
all
war.
The, all the alcoholics
no,
out there.
No if,
like,
ands, or buts about it.
The
Al Ledger,
car bars
I
are nuts.
No,
that's what they're
I won
saying.
It. I did. I won it.
But damn, is it good white chocolate.
Wow. You had white chocolate?
No, the Clark bars.
Oh, yeah. No, it's a better Butterfinger is what it is.
All right, a better butter. You know,
better
what?
Butterfinger.
If you're going to make any candy better, Butterfinger's a good choice because it's already good. I mean, take it to the next level. Why not?
Mm-hmm. So, news out of the North Side up here. They dropped a game to the Cardinals, but they're not. They're fighting in most of their games. They're actually looking pretty decent. I'm not saying they're going to win more than they lose this season, But I'll tell you what, they beat the Rangers in a makeup game on Monday night, handled them really well, beat the Cardinals last night, and then dropped a one-run game today against the Cardinals as well.
Oh, did they?
So I'm just saying they're starting to come around a little bit. It might be time to start watching a game or two.
Okay.
Boring.
Nope. Al, as boring as you think it is, I've got to disagree. There are plenty of things to watch with this team.
Yeah.
And I've got to keep talking.
You know what you can watch with this team?
What's that?
The traffic. That's what you can watch. Don't get me started.
Get out of here, Al Larger.
Oh, bitch.
It's me.
So old Tom Ricketts says that the Cubs, this year, according to ABC 7,
okay,
the Wrigley renovations will help Lakeview as a city, as a neighborhood here in the city.
Thank you, Lester.
It'll grow that economic annual by more than $94 million and create 800 construction jobs. It's not just the business around Wrigley that will see the boost. Some as far as a mile away are convinced they will experience a trickle-down effect. Looks like I can't say anything's bad about it. I actually am scrolling. I have one of the pictures. I'll post it on the website. I'll post a link. We'll post a link over to ABC7's thing of the renovations. They're going to put that Jumbotron out there in left field. I don't think that looks so bad. I'm not too impressed with the cursive Wrigley Field sign that's going in on the right side. There's a cursive Wrigley Field going in on the right side.
Okay.
Where it just says Wrigley Field, and it's kind of 3D. It just, it doesn't quite
It'll
do it.
It'll grow on you.
Yeah.
Hey, when you do your little scooter tours,
yeah,
do you take them over there?
No, we can't make it all the way up here.
Oh, okay.
We do the Segway tours. We go around, we touch up on Millennium Park, go by the Art Institute of Chicago, around Grant Park, all 300 acres of Grant Park. We pretty
Beautiful.
Much cover the whole
wow.
thing. Buckingham Fountain is a crown jewel of Grant Park down there.
Beautiful.
And then we also hit up the museums.
Okay.
Go by all the museums. A lot of times we're able to ride around on the Segways around the upper deck that used to be the top of the colonnade there.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We can ride them right up there. Get a good view of Migs Field out on Northerly Island.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, or well, what used to be Migs Field, of course.
And now if people are in town to watch one of these boring-ass baseball games,
yeah,
they could contact you and maybe get a tour lined up. You could take
I
them around
so.
The city.
I think so. Yeah. Oh, yeah. CitySegwayTours.com is someplace they can head. We have a caller at Larger.
Oh, thank God.
Caller from the 815. Hey, how you doing, caller?
Good. It's time for the top of the hour egg minute.
Yeah.
Coming from you live from the tractor.
Yeah.
Calling out in DeKalb County.
Yes, sir.
This is akin to maybe I also have flashbacks akin to a traffic chopper. I'm talking kind of loud because I'm having trouble hearing myself.
We can hear you fine.
Yeah, but Al's traffic copters were always caught a traffic jam caused by a tractor. So how about that? Anyway. Anyway, I don't know what the markets did today. Don't care putting plants in the ground. I'll be updating the progress all summer long. You can follow me at FarmerChad21.
There he is.
On Twitter.
Farmer
and I've only got two followers, so I could use a few. But
now, Farmer Chad, let me ask you something.
Sure.
I've lived in a farm community. I know farmers. I know you work hard. You get up at the break of dawn at 5 a.m. You go to the Bon Ton too. You get a cup of coffee. You gossip for a couple hours. You plant in the fields till about 4 or 5 o'clock. Then you go to the bar. You drink gin to 7. Then you go home. You say hello to your wife. You have sex, and you're back in bed to get up by 3 in the morning. As a hard-working man like that.
I bet it's exactly like that.
That's how farm – believe me, I know. As a hardworking American, one of the backbreakers of this country, how do you feel about Derrick Rose?
Democrats piss me off.
Nice.
I couldn't give a rat's ass about Derrick Rose.
Yeah.
Unless he comes back. When he comes back, hey, fan, big time. But
yep.
Until he does, whatever.
Let's
deal
say,
with it.
On that one, Chad.
Chad, let's say you hired me as a day laborer at your little at the farm over there.
The
you know, had sure. me had me power washing some combines at the end of the day, and I get hurt. I trip over some twigs and I hit my head on a combine. Next thing you know, I'm at Mom and Pop Kettle's hospital, and they take care of me. And I can't.
We'd have to put you down. We can't have the insurance company having you be able to talk.
Well, that's not fair. That's okay.
No, we can dispose of you, no problem. We got, you know, there's all kinds of ways to do it out in the country.
But let's say you really needed me to clean those tractors, and the doctor said I was okay to come back, but instead I'm just sitting at home playing John Madden football all day. Are you still okay with me?
Well, I'd probably have to find someone else to do your job, because washing tractors ain't all that damn difficult.
Chad, I know you're in the tractor right now, but if you have time for another question, I'd love your opinion on something.
Yeah, I'm almost to the end of the row, so keep her speedy.
Rickett says that the renovations will help us get to a World Series. How do you feel about the renovations at Wrigley Field?
I think they're great. And, Clark, if you would read those comments in the pictures, they say anything that was labeled Wrigley Field for a signage would be future advertisers. They wouldn't be Wrigley Field. It would be Coca-Cola or something of that effect.
Oh.
Yeah,
all right.
See, how about that?
Thank you for making sure to call me out on the air with that one, Chad. I really do appreciate that.
No good, problem. Good. I just want you to be correct.
No, that's good. Yeah,
all right.
I didn't like the cursiveness of it. Chad, we do appreciate the call. That is your farm report, Farmer Chad 21 on the Twitter, right?
Thank you, Chad.
Thank you, sirs. And remember, the very act of farming is an act of faith. Thank you, boys. Good night.
Doors closed.
No. Good old Farmer Chad's back. He took a couple weeks off.
All right.
I tell you, it's good for him to be back in the field. That's all.
Yeah, they love it.
Well, all that rain came. You know, the problem had been last year, no rain. This year, too much rain.
Let me tell you what I know about farming, Clark.
Okay.
Rain makes corn. Corn makes whiskey.
Yes.
And whiskey makes my baby feel a little frisky.
Yep. That couldn't speak more about my relationship right now.
888-787-4827. Perhaps your construction man, Joe. Or maybe you're a fitness instructor.
Okay.
Or maybe you're a truck driver. Whatever your profession.
Maybe you do rehab and you know how it takes to rehab ACLs and MCLs.
Go to rehab.
You know how rehabbing knees
Rose
goes.
Said no.
You know who ruined this for Derrick Rose? Adrian Peterson. That's an anomaly. Not everyone can do that. Not everyone can come back from that injury in 9 months and lead the league in rushing.
What?
Exactly.
I think.
Was
Derrick
that
Rose...
got me fired for that slip up there?
For what?
Well, I messed up my words. Should that get me fired from
the
show?
By the Blackhawks?
Would you fire? Well,
if I was the Blackhawks, I would have fired you a long time ago.
Would you fire me right now?
Yes. That was obscene.
Show's over, folks.
No.
You can call the Al Archer show next week.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Yeah. I cannot tell if that's a sound clip or not, and I'm looking at you.
Yeah, I know. It's very difficult.
We've had a few guests on the show tonight. That's been nice. I've seen a few in there.
We have, and they're wonderful people, and they're God-fearing Americans.
That was old Elijah. We hadn't talked to him in a while.
Oh, was that the first one?
Uh-huh. Hey, Drew Freeze is going to be on the show next week. Remember I had booked that? And it was kind of...
Oh, and then you changed it again on me. Okay.
Well, but I asked you.
Hey, is MIT from
I
last
asked
week?
You. Yeah, it is. Do you want to try it?
Yeah, can I just...
I've kept it cool. I've kept this room a brisk 40 degrees.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Huh. My Coke rewards, Doc. This is made by Coke?
Coca-Cola.
Really? That's disappointing. I like Coke.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. There was something solid in it. That was gross. Ugh. Oh, God.
This is great radio, sir. That's kind of a hint at what you're going to catch at the Comedy Expo.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
No.
I just got that. I got that drop in there now, so when you're like talking and stuff, I could like just kind of fall asleep and I just do that.
And you just keep hitting that?
No.
You should have other ones that say things like, uh-huh.
I put the shade on, and I'm really just kind of sleeping over.
All right, yep. Uh-huh.
So...
Hey, Al.
Yeah.
No, go ahead.
No, what? Mm. Did you not have anything?
Well, no. It's time to have the official unveiling of our official first audio promo mashup that you put together.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this here, right here on the show tonight.
Okay.
On right here on May 8th, 2013, we're broadcasting the first ever. You put this one together yourself.
I was really...
Oh, radio.
Yeah, no, yeah.
You know what? It is Wednesday night at 8:30. We do this every Wednesday night. It is the Larger and Lawrenson Sports Show.
My eyebrows went up.
We're coming at you live on blogtalkradio.com/LargerandLawrenson. You know we're on the Stitcher app. If you have that, you can download it at any time and listen to us live. Listen to the podcast. We're on iTunes. Larger Lawrenson on Twitter, at Larger Lawrenson on Twitter.
In Hallis Hall right now, the McCaskies are sitting there, and they're wrangling their fingers. And then there's all this evilness. They're playing evil, like, devil music in the background. And they got candles all lit. And they're all sitting around and they're looking at draft boards.
Uh-huh, yeah.
They're lit.
No, that's fine with their lit candles. That's what the studio looks like right now.
My eyebrows went up.
We got smart guys. We brought in smart guys, guys with good character, guys with the upside, good talent, upside.
I'm going to hand it over to my friend, the one and only... Al.
In fact, we really feel comfortable with them in three positions.
Your team is defeated. Your team is beaten up. You got guys out there, they don't even have arms. They've lost their arms, and they're playing.
Okay.
And the Bulls, they're stringing teams together with duct tape and bailing wire. And this guy's sitting there with his suit smiling. No, get to work. You've been told to get to work. It's time you get to work. Play. Stop being a child.
How do you feel about this?
Don't get me started, Lawrence.
You know, the best answer I give you, it's a fluid process.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was thinking today how boring baseball now.
Like, that's what I was like pondering about 5 minutes.
Personally, I think we got hosed on that call.
Well, thank you, Clark.
You know, I'm a fan.
I've got to admit, you know, there are a lot of naysayers out there, and I will agree with them on the fact that that could blow up anytime.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could. But I'm willing to take that risk because I don't think it will.
Such enthusiasm out of this group. Get you in the weight room, whip you into a frenzy, and have a little fun. Shoot, let's go. Who's got a call?
And we had been to five bars. We had gone into five bars, and I looked back, and we hadn't even gone a half a block yet.
Today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
Thank you so much for listening. Appreciate your business, your wonderful people. Another exciting program. He's Clark Lawrenson. I'm Al Larcher. This is Larcher and Lawrenson.
Thanks for listening.
In terms of not accomplishing, we felt very good about what we accomplished. And we, you know, again, we'll never stop working on the rest. My eyebrows went up.
Yeah, there it is, Al. The first Larcher and Lawrenson promo. You threw that together here about a week ago, huh?
I did.
Yeah.
I haven't played with any audio in a long time, and it felt good.
Yeah, you got to use an audio little program on your computer.
I used, what's the Photoshop of audio? Sound booth?
I'm on...
Cool Edit?
Yeah, I don't know. I used another one of the editing program. It's on
Vegas?
The other computer. Yeah, I used Vegas.
Okay.
And then I grabbed your audio, and then I threw it on the YouTube, just to get the YouTube thing out there.
Yeah.
To put it up there, and I was just going to have the logo on, but then I traded it out for a few different, pictures of us. Pictures of things. It worked all right. So Derrick Rose, game three.
That's the rumor.
It's a rumor.
It's a bad rumor.
I don't think it's going to happen. I really don't. Would I welcome it? Yes.
It's not a realistic rumor. It's more of a fantasy, really.
Okay.
I mean, that's what it is. It's some guy who's like, hey,
yeah,
let me put it out there. I'll get a lot of press. And he did. And it has no validity to it whatsoever.
Well, you know me, and I've not really wanted to talk about it lately, which doesn't work out for a sports radio show at all.
Yeah.
And my whole thing has been, when he does come back, when he puts that uniform on, and Farmer Chad said it earlier, Farmer Chad 21 on Twitter, he said earlier that he thinks that
he thinks that once Derrick Rose comes back, everyone's going to forget it. And
he's just going to jump back on the team, and that's where I'm at. As soon as he's back in it, we'll be back on his side.
Well,
if he dresses, do you think the crowd will boo or cheer?
No, I don't know. They'll cheer. Wheelchair, because you're a Bulls fan. Sure, you
there
want
will
your
be
best
some
player,
booing, right?
No, I don't think so. Especially not if it's next year.
What if it's Game Three?
Could be interesting.
Yeah,
I don't think there's any booing though.
I mean, there's no doubt about it. Earlier, I had a thread going on my page, and a few people had made comments saying that it would disrupt the momentum of the team after that win.
Yeah.
But they didn't need him to disrupt that momentum.
No, momentum has been disrupted.
Yes, it has. Yes, it has. So you can't say he is a perennial all-star. His presence back in there, he's been practicing full speed. He's not a shooter like a Kobe. Like Kobe, if he were to come back from an injury, he'd need to get the rust out of that shot.
Yeah.
But Derek, like, he doesn't rely on the shooting as his only part of the game.
Right.
Like, he developed a shot the last few years. He certainly did and did well with it. But the point of that was that he...
Yeah, what was the point of that?
That's twice now that I've lost the point. I got some more coffee coming. Late night last night. Early morning. I gave a segue tour today.
Uh-huh.
But yeah. No.
Yeah.
The point being, the team would be fine with him.
Okay. If you say so, I think they would be all right, too.
Yeah, no, yeah.
I think they would get by. I think everything would be kosher.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just, you know, and yet really the most exciting thing happening in town right now is the Blackhawks. That's really, I mean, we're the favorite to win the Stanley Cup, and I believe we can. And, you know, I'm honest. Like, I know the Bulls don't have a chance.
Uh-huh.
I don't think the Bears, I really got to see what the Bears are going to do, but right now, I mean, I don't think they have a chance. But you have the Blackhawks, who not only have a chance, but are essentially the Miami Heat of the NHL.
13 wins away from winning the Stanley Cup.
From taking Lord Stanley
yes,
back
sir.
Here to get diseases at every bar in this city.
Yeah, well, you know, and that's kind of what they're trying to stay away with. From that whole thing.
How can you fire a woman for having some sexual humor when the purpose of your sport is to win a cup, to bring around to your local bars in town, and all the players, even the coach, goes out and everybody gets drunk all summer long in parties?
That is what happened last time. Don't you think it was a younger team?
Are they going to fire Kane?
Younger crew?
You don't think they're going to fire Kane, do you?
No, they wouldn't, but they have put a bit of a leash on him. He had his incident last year on Cinco de Mayo up at the University of Wisconsin. He had an incident up there where the pictures were taken of him passed out sitting in a bar with a sombrero on,
yeah.
I believe.
Well, he
wearing
was
a shirt with his own picture on it.
Hell yeah.
Something like that. And you haven't really heard much from him since. I think they kind of pulled the reins back on him at that point.
Huh. I'll be damned.
I watched Sunday's game, the game that we took on the chin there, the one that we lost in overtime. Lucky shot, kind of weird angle type of deal there. And I watched it with people who knew hockey better than I have, and I fully acknowledged that I need to learn the game more. And
our eyebrows went up.
The good thing is that I've been around good hockey people
who
don't shun me for that.
No.
They don't shun me for not knowing the rules, and they understand that I'm learning different things every day.
But you're not like, oh, they're a puck.
No, you're on the ice, you know, about 45 minutes of time, and then you're off the bench for maybe 2 minutes. That's how fast these shifts are going now.
Uh-huh.
Coming in and out, in and out, in and out. On my old PlayStation game, when I used to play it on PlayStation game, I'd set it so the players didn't have to come in and out. I was just always healthy.
I would play ice hockey, and I'd get the three fat Eskimos, and I would dominate.
There you go. Blades of Steel.
Was that what it was called?
I don't know. If you remember Blades of Steel, I believe that's the one where you got points for fighting.
Oh, I do remember that.
Yeah. Good
but
stuff.
Was it ice hockey where you could pick the skinny guy, the medium-sized guy, or the fat guy?
Yeah, that might have been it. Yeah. Yep.
Oh, what a great game. You know what's another great sports game? Probably the most underrated sports game in the history of sports.
What's that, sir?
It was for Nintendo, and it was called Dodgeball. Or maybe it was Super Dodgeball.
I had heard of it, but I've never played it.
Oh, it was amazing.
Super Spike Volleyball I had played.
Yeah, no, this was great. You would take on different nations. Like, you'd be America, and then you'd, like, go, and you'd go to China, and you'd play China in Dodgeball, and they were, like, really sneaky and fast. And then you would, like, go to Iceland, and they would be, like, heavy and slow. But, you know, it was an amazing game. You would take on the whole world.
Yeah.
In Dodgeball. They need to bring that game back. That's my rant of the week.
I mean, I'm sure you can find that game somewhere and play it right now.
Oh, yeah. I've played. I've thrown on the old emulator and popped in a little Super Dodgeball or Dodgeball once or twice before and brought back my childhood. Now with a little help from whiskey. I didn't have whiskey when I first played.
No?
No.
All right. Hey, speaking of whiskey, have you had any drinks since the surgery? Yeah?
Yeah, I've started drinking again.
Slowly introducing it?
I'm
back
gambling,
what's going
back
on?
To booze, back to eating half slabs. Life's
there
back.
There you go. Did you eat a whole Haslam tonight?
I did.
That's too much.
Probably.
Come on.
Probably. But it wasn't... I mean, here's what I've eaten. I've eaten less calories than you today.
Fair enough.
You know?
But now... If you keep that mentality up and you keep on stretching that limit, you're going to get right back up to it if you keep moving.
No, because if I were to eat anymore,
you
got to
regulate it.
If I were to eat anymore today, I would physically be sick.
So right now you eat until you get sick.
No.
Okay.
I'm fine.
All right. Cool.
If I were to go eat something else now, then it would be a little much.
Right.
But I'm stuffed. I'm
right.
full.
Okay.
And there's no want to.
Right. Fair enough. Are you eating what? Three meals a day?
Two meals. Two normal-sized meals.
Oh, wow. All right.
Like today for lunch, I had a blackened salmon salad.
Okay.
With a little ranch dressing on it.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but with this surgery making your stomach so smaller, I don't know. I mean, I'm probably off. I don't know the diet that well. But eating that salad, shouldn't you eat like half of it in one sitting and then like in 3-4 hours eat the other half of it?
You could conceivably.
I mean, I just think that would be the idea behind it.
Yeah.
Have a couple of those ribs before the show. Have a couple on your way home.
You would do great on this diet.
I'm not trying to tell you how to live your life.
No, it's fine.
Preach on, brother. Effectiveness.
You're right. No, what you're saying is absolutely correct.
Thinking
Mark.
About you.
I am eating. I am still losing weight, though.
Okay.
I plateaued for a little bit.
Uh-huh.
But some chocolate bars had something to do with that. They were special California chocolate.
Those California chocolate bars will get you in.
They had California raisins in them.
Yep.
So I had
it through the grapevine.
Oh, I used to love those raisins.
How much longer could
I had some of those, and my appetite was increasing, and I plateaued.
How much longer could you be my?
Now I'm down to eating. I'm sure this is what people tune in for, is this update right here. Me rambling about eating and my gambling.
Now I just know we got a lot of listeners who always ask about you.
Yeah, I'm doing okay.
Mainly my mom. You remember, she does listen. Sometimes she calls in.
Yeah, I appreciate that. That's very kind.
She's our listener.
Very nice lady.
Mm-hmm. Blackhawks are back tomorrow night. I believe the game's tomorrow night. I'll check my handy-dandy... Being here, looking to close out the Wild back at home.
You know what's going to happen to me when they close out that Wild?
What's that?
Our eyebrows went up.
Oh, Jesus. Overuse is the name of your game tonight.
Our eyebrows went up.
That final score, you know, none of our listeners told us the final score. Well, we knew it was 37 points. It was 115-78.
Ugh.
The Heat only scored under 30 in one quarter. That was the first quarter. That's
my
unbelievable.
God, man.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Ray Allen, 21 points. LeBron James, 9 assists. Those were the team leaders there. Marco Bellinelli led the Bulls with 13. Noah led the Bulls in rebounds with 6. And Bellinelli also led with assists with 6 for the Bulls. The line was minus 13, and I was thinking earlier that it might be a good idea to bet on the Bulls.
Thank God that bet didn't happen.
I think Vegas had it right.
Yeah.
I bet they got quite a few people to bet on the Bulls. They're not dumb. Vegas
no.
odds, they get that right.
I would have considered it. I had a feeling we might win tonight.
Again, it's at 8:30 tomorrow night. It'd have been nice if the Bulls game started at 8:30. We could start out the first half on the air and then go finish watching the rest.
No,
of it.
I think it's more compelling going into a show knowing the result.
If they could have kept the game a little tighter.
Tighter than a popcorn fart.
Well, it'll help me with the show. Wow. You just used a figure of speech that I haven't heard since back in Kirkland 15 years ago.
Well, how about that, Clark?
Thank you, Al Archer.
I try.
God.
In fact, I really feel comfortable with him in three positions.
Dude, heading out to go. My sister and her family are going to take my mom out for pizza over in DeKalb.
Oh.
Pizza Villa. Yes,
they don't have any pizza in Kirkland.
You got to get some beer nuggets. Actually, the pizza place did just move. The one that I delivered pizzas for him just out of high school when I was going to college right around there.
So this was right after Clark's Worms closed down. You went into the pizza delivery business.
Straight from one to the other. In fact, for a while there, I would have to shower in between jobs. I was working 9 to 5 at one job and 5 to 9
you know,
at the other.
The best answer I give you, it's a fluid process.
Well, that's good, Mark. Thank you. Or wait, was that Phil?
I think that was Phil.
Jackson?
Phil Emery.
He has turned down the job with the Brooklyn Nets. That game was a lot of fun to watch. That Brooklyn game.
Yeah,
as well.
It was.
As well as for game one of the series here with the Heat.
And it was because of great coaching. Because the Brooklyn had a better team. They had better players.
Well, yeah, more talent on the court at the time, but they didn't have the heart. They didn't have the heart. I got to take it back to that. I know it sounds cliche, but yeah. Really, they didn't, man.
You're a soulful dude.
Luol Deng out. Sick.
Dang.
I had to have a spinal tap. Yeah. He had to have a spinal tap. Kirk Heinrich still out. And then, that other guy, number one, still out.
Yeah. We don't have to go there.
Can the Bulls win another game in this series?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, absolutely.
Will they?
Yes.
One of them at home.
They'll take a home game.
All right, and then we'll head back down there, tied at two. So we'll get to a game six at least.
Yeah. I know, I'm starting to second guess.
No, you pondered that, but if you already said the Bulls are going to win another one, we will get to a game six.
Our eyebrows went up.
Right. That's exactly what happened there. Mm-hmm. So, what's this macaroni statue in front
Dad,
of
Dad, I wish you could just shut your big yapper.
I think it needs to go.
You're not a fan
just
of the macaroni?
Get it out of here.
What is it? Is it a macaroni?
It used to have pieces of bacon on it, like these big, gigantic, dumb-like pieces of bacon, and people have ripped those off, and there's just macaroni there. It's like Kraft is advertising right there, just this big piece of macaroni. Get it out of there.
It's like somebody
You can't build the hotel soon enough.
Somebody littered macaroni art in front of
Get it
Wrigley
out of there.
Field.
That fake Cubs store doesn't look so well. The big to-do is that, oh, my gosh, if they put in the new hotel, the McDonald's is going to be gone.
Who cares?
Who gives a shit? That's what we need right across from Wrigley Field,
yeah.
Where you're going to be drinking PBRs, eating hot dogs, Polish sausage. You're getting that up.
And
what we need to do is top that up with a shake from McDonald's.
And there's a Taco Bell right there with a Cubs hat on.
Fair enough. And Taco Bell's much healthier than McDonald's.
Of course.
Anyway, the point was, get the macaroni out of there.
I didn't realize.
McDonald's, give or take it. Take it or leave it.
I didn't realize there was bacon on it. You know, I just picture right now a bunch of frat kids. Right now in the frat house is a giant piece of macaroni bacon on their wall.
There's like people down in Champaign right now who are in a frat house, and the kids are going, we can go up to Wrigley Field right now. We can borrow a pickup truck from a buddy of mine. We can handle that macaroni. We can just tie the chain around it, and they're going to try to pull it back to the frat house.
That would be a hell of a guess.
I'm encouraging that, actually.
The macaroni statue from Wrigley.
It's a much better thing than when people hung a goat from the Harry Carey statue. Much better. A little cleaner. A little nicer to animals.
Yeah, a little bit. I think this is the curse. I don't think the Cubs will win a World Series until the macaroni statue is gone. What the hell? We got to get a picture.
And by the way, if that thing disappears tonight, we know nothing.
We know nothing.
We didn't encourage this. We just brought up scenarios, possible scenarios.
I'm looking forward to what this Riggs, what's his name?
Ricketts. My buddy
what
Tommy.
What Ricketts has to offer if the start of the process is macaroni statues. I drive by that damn thing all the time.
For a guy who hates Wrigley traffic, you certainly drive by it a hell of a lot larger.
That's why I hate the Cubs.
Well, here's
because they cause traffic right where I drive.
Just stay away.
It's not that easy, man. It's not that
easy. I am rarely bothered by traffic. We live three blocks, and I hardly ever have trouble parking when they're here.
You ride around on a scooter for a living.
It is a segue. And if you'd like to take a tour, hit us up at Larger Lawrenson on Twitter. You can find us there at Larger Lawrenson on Twitter. We now have a toll-free number here at the Larger Lawrenson Show. We're out of time to take calls.
888-787-4827.
We thank you all very much for listening. Al Archer, thank you for doing the show here with me again tonight.
Oh, it's been a pleasure.
It has.
It's been an honor, really.
Tonight's Larger and Lawrenson Show brought to you by Comedy Accident at the Underground Lounge. Whoop. It is this Saturday night, May 11th. We're doing it a little late, 10 p.m. Maybe you can make it out, 10 p.m. this Saturday night, Underground Lounge. It's just $5 at the Underground Lounge, 952 West Newport Avenue, one block south of Wrigley Field, directed by Al Archer.
Thank you very much.
That means acting will be Casey Graham, Patrick Small, Eric Syverson, and myself, Clark Lawrenson, technical director, Philip Groves.
And host.
They always do a good job with a drink special afterwards and during the show as well.
They do.
Yeah, cheap prices during the show, and then there's always some kind of a good deal going
Great
on.
Place to get boozed up and watch comedy. The Hell of Saturday Night Live. We're going to be doing things live Saturday night at Ted.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
Thanks for listening.
Have a good night, America.
Goodbye to our live listeners. We're going to the overtime for a second.
And you, Farmer Chad.
Thanks for the call,
wherever
Farmer
you
Chad.
Are.
Caller Elijah.
Yet there she was. Like disco superfly.
Hey now, stay tuned for the overtime.
I smell sexy.
I don't have much to talk about.
What is this?
Huh?
Who are we listening?
Marcy Playground?
Marcy Playground?
Sexy Kid.
Oh, very nice. I have never heard this before.
I don't know. Do you approve of that selection?
Well, as a hipster, I think I appreciate your musical selection.
You're a hipster.
You're a hipster. As a hipster, I...
In the suburbs, I was called a hipster this past weekend because I had a flat-brimmed hat.
Wow.
I wear my hat flat-brimmed because it's stoic. You wear it straightforward, and you wear it like it came.
It's very hip.
You don't bend these things. You don't ruin them. It's stoic.
It's hip to be Clark.
Larger.
What's up, Lawrenson?
Yeah, you know.
His eyebrows went up.
Guess I'll be awake for the rest of the night.
You know, I heard, I'm not going to go there. Never mind.
Where are you not going?
I am not going.
All right. Sounds good.
Well, we got to get Luckman on the show.
We do. Are we still allowed to talk to him?
I think so.
All right. Well,
because I went to high school with him.
Well, I would love to have a descendant of the great Sid Luckman on here. When do you think we can get him on?
I don't know. We'll have to find out.
I'll shoot him a message. I've been in contact with him recently.
Yeah.
Yeah, Brian Luckman, the great grand nephew of Sid Luckman, one of the members of the Luckman family who is carrying on the curse of the quarterback.
I don't think he's to blame now that the macaroni exists.
All right, y'all. Thank you so much for listening to the overtime. I do appreciate it.
Our eyebrows went up.
We've done to this podcast.
Our eyebrows went up.
Just to you that can tune in live.
Our eyebrows went up.
Al, do you like live listeners or do you like podcast listeners or both?
I like them dead.
Wow. You on our... thank you, sir.
But that's only because...
Thanks for listening on the Stitcher Radio app. Thank you so much. Have a good night.
Boom
guys.
Goes the dynamite.
I do too.
That's Clark Lawrenson.
Yeah, mama, this must be my dream.